Good morning. 7:29 a.m. on Sunday, June the 9th, 2024, here on an overcast morning on the Front Range east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's limited visibility, probably down to about a mile. There's a lot of fog when I got up at 5:30. Yeah, I slept in this morning till 5:30, so I'm a little bit late getting going here this morning. Slept in 5:30. Not words you expect to actually go together, but they certainly seem to. I'm working at a disadvantage. I forgot my water bottle today, so we may get a little gummy before I get back. But I wanted to get out. I really wanted to get out and get some pictures in the fog, but my routine had me, my pre-walk routine takes about an hour. So it was 6:30, 6:35 before I got out. I don't know if I'm suddenly going to have allergies in my old age or what the story is, but my nose just does not want to stop running this morning. I did get my bread baked yesterday. That process actually worked really, really, really well. I was surprised. No, I'm not surprised. I was gratified. That's the word I'm looking for. Very pleased. The pans were still a little cold, but the bread was beginning to rise a little bit more, and so I put them in around, I don't know if I remember this right, 7:30-ish, 8 o'clock, somewhere in there, and managed to get the oven hot, bread baked, and the oven secured for the day before it really got above 75 degrees outside. So that was good. And we cracked the windows open last night. It was a stormy night out on the eastern side of the town, the northeast corner of the state was pummeled. There's not too much out there, so not a lot to get destroyed. But it did rain, a little bit anyway, last night. Yesterday was another day in the 90s, so I was glad I got the cooking done early. Grilled some steaks last night. Oh my God. It's been a long time since I've grilled. I'm way out of habit. I should have been practicing on chicken or something, because the steaks got a little bit. At first they were a little raw, and then next they were a little too well done for my flavor, but be that as it may, as much as I was able to taste, it tasted good. Speaking of taste, I cut the new loaves this morning, and I went back to my original recipe, which is still the same mix of whole wheat and white flour, 20% whole wheat. And I think the einkorn really does have a really interesting, very flavorful profile, taste profile. The the King Arthur, straight King Arthur. It is not, doesn't have quite the same level of breadiness. Of course, I don't know that I've got apples to apples here because of the overnight ferment, the refrigerator trick may have put a different flavor profile on the latest batch. If anything, I would have thought it would have been a stronger yeast flavor developing more slowly in the fridge. But I'll have to try it again because I still got a lot of einkorn. And I suppose the right thing to do is to do just single loaves. I do a single loaf of each. And then see if I can figure out which one was which. A worthy experiment, if nothing else. I don't know that I'll spend $40 on another 5-pound bag of flour, but I don't know, we'll see. I finally finished up Bob and Nikki yesterday. Went looking for something else. Man, I'm having a hard time finding self-published books that aren't somehow objectionable. Even some of the authors that I like, I'm not going to name and shame, but even some of the series that I've started, I've had to give up on because the author has jacked the prices up too high. It's like, yeah, you know, I'll pay $5.99. If I really like it, I'll go $6.99. Once you get above $7, I'll read somebody else. I don't know what the rationale is behind that price hike. It certainly doesn't cost anymore, and because books in a series tend to keep going, it's not like you're going to lose an established readership. I will stay with my $4.95 price because it's probably not a business decision as much as it is an emotional one. I'm good with that. If I can't run my business with some guiding principles that feel good to me, even if they seem foolish to others, which I suppose answers the question of why did they raise their prices? It felt good to them, and even though it feels foolish to me, fair enough. Answered my own question. But I went back to, what's his name? Gabriel Raithwig. From chef to something. It's one of these, it's a portal sort of science fantasy where the main character gets thrown back in time. And in this case, he gets thrown back to feudal Japan just prior to the Mongol invasion. It's very well done. I remember I read the first three books, and I've sort of been waiting for the fourth book. It's probably been out for a while, and I just didn't spot it until I was forced to go look for something to read yesterday. I have some samples that I went through pretty much all of the samples that I have, and between The Angels and Demons, which is a no, and The Vampires, which is a no, and The Shifter Romance, which is a no, for the most part, I actually have a series that I follow. Midlife Crisis one, Midlife Magic one, and I forget now which one it is. I should go look some of them up. But I keep trying to find something that I can recommend so that when the mid-month post comes, when the first of the month post comes, I have something new and different to share. And I'm not doing that well with it. I do the best I can. Grass is coming up already where they filled in this gutter, this gully. This, I guess technically they're called ditches here. Irrigation ditch. It looks really nice. It looks very settled. It doesn't have the same sort of wild prairie feel that I got from it when we first moved here. Coming up on it. Get ready. Sit with me. Bump the post. I hear an engine, but must be on the side street around the corner. Yeah, my mouth has dried out, so if my enunciation is not quite up to snuff, I'm doing the best I can. So anyway, I'm reading Gavriel Wraithwig. From Chef to Crafter to Conqueror. Wrath Weig, Weig. Oh, it's that pickup truck over there. Fallout 4 continues to siphon off huge portions of the day. I slowed down a little bit. I take breaks in the day. The Brotherhood of Steel has arrived. I've got to start thinking about how I'm going to destroy the Institute and whether I want to keep the Brotherhood of Steel. And the railroad. The Minutemen are always going to be there. There's a way to short circuit the quest chain and fail a bunch of quests, which don't cost anything other than the opportunity cost or not getting the experience for doing them. But there's a way to short circuit the various quest chains, depending on who who does what when, to keep three of the four factions alive and more or less friendly. And I kind of like that. The Institute, I have a hard time thinking I want to play the Institute quest line through. I'm definitely not comfortable playing the Brotherhood of Steel quest line through, because I've done that, but I haven't. I played it up to a point. But I really like the railroad. And the Brotherhood of Steel are just fascists. My way or the highway. The Institute is there's an interesting case to be made that I ran across recently, that for the Institute, and there's an interesting case to be made that they are in fact the best chance for humanity to continue. It's just that they are so I don't know what the word is. Ethically challenged. They're definitely, you know, Vault Tech. Influenced in that they do a lot of testing without consent. Let me kidnap this one person, siphon out everything that makes their personhood, and then see if I can make a synthetic person, a synth, who will fool people into thinking that they're the real person. And the Far Harbor DLC gets into this whole idea of identity. How would you know if you're a synth without catastrophic destruction to check on the, to see if you have the synth implant somewhere in your brain? Why you can't see that synth imprint in your brain before you have to cut it out of your head is a little beyond me. It should be obvious. I should be able to look. I mean, for an organization that can create synths, you would think something simple like an X-ray would be relatively straightforward. I mean, that's not an advanced technology. That's not a CAT scan. That's not computer-aided tomography. That's a photographic plate. Why doesn't it show up? I don't know. How do you know if you're a synth? It's damp. This morning is quite damp. Damp. The breeze has come up a little bit, which feels good. The grasses are looking really green. Really deep, saturated, dark greens today because there's no bright sunlight shining on them. It looks very nice. Smells very green. Smells very summery. There's a flower somewhere. Oh, several spiny poppies. Look at them go. I'm toying with the idea of coming out here with a spade and picking up some of these ryegrasses, pick up a block of them and transplant them into my garden. See if I can get them to self-spread around. Probably shouldn't do it while they're fruiting. Maybe I can do it in the fall. Once everything has died back, cut out a little chunk of the sod and plant it in the garden and let it winter over there. My timing is off today. Sunday is irrigation day. I really don't need the irrigation today. Somebody's roach laying there on the floor, on the ground. Didn't really need the extra moisture, but getting a good soaking is going to make a big difference for the next few days, I think. We get into the steamy weather again. The broiling with sun coming down. The problem is now my gate is blocked by sprinkler heads. Anyway, I am back. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.